With the breaking up of the continents, the oceans moved closer to what is now North America, causing a dramatic increase in rain.
The herd is forced to the edge of the river, but they're unable to cross, so they have to make a stand. They lower their head and thrust their nasal horns towards the predator. The Albertosaurus pace back and forth, probing for any weakness in their defense. As they circle, they take turns making mock charges in the hopes of panicking the group. They get their chance when one of the herd members breaks ranks and runs.
The Pachyrhinosaurus herds were made up of a few dominant males and a harem of females and their children.
Albertosaurus live on instinct. The moment that Pachy breaks ranks and runs for it, the predators zero in on him and give chase. The Albertosaurus knows that separated from the herd, this Pachyrhinosaurus does not stand a chance of defending himself. It's the old adage, divide and conquer.
The Pachyrhinosaurus frill was almost 7 centimeters thick and made of solid bone.
As he turns, the jaws of the Albertosaurus snap closed on the side of his frill and broken teeth fly into the air. The Pachy lowers his head and hopes to ram the Albertosaurus with his long nose.
The Pachyrhinosaurus could regrow its horn if it broke.
One of the weaknesses of Albertosaurus is that it's relatively lightly built. Now, looking at their size, that may seem hard to believe, but when you look at their skeletal design, you'll see that their bones are hollow. These hollow bones are rigid and strong, but they're very, very light. So if the Pachy gets lucky and hits a bone, it could break it without really any problem. And this would not only take the Albertosaurus out of the fight, it could very well end its life.
The Pachyrhinosaurus had a low center of gravity. This allowed it to pivot quickly to keep its horn and protective frill facing an attacker.